Soul Jay. Get right down to business with Kevin Cameron, hot sports topics, and more.
They'll do it on the basketball court. They say some prayers to say Philly.
You mean they won't be chanting trust the process?
They'll be saying, right, the process. And I'm just trying to keep it real.
It's Soul Jay. Brought to you by Cameron Professional Family of Businesses.
You know how it works. I bring the knowledge.
Right. Soul Jay.
Hey, we are off and rolling for another week. Welcome everyone to Soul Take Live, coming to you every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Urban Media Today. Joining me today to discuss all the hot topics, and I mean, fellas, we have a lot of hot topics to cover within 1 hour. In the studio for another week, my boy, JT, James Taylor. What's up, JT?
Oh, what's happening, man? Just blessed to be back another week on this side of the earth and ready to talk sports.
Ready to talk sports.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, we're going to make some NFL picks. We're going to talk NBA. You know, we're going to talk about this World Series that's going on, going coast to coast and everything else. And also in studio, we're going to talk some basketball. We're going to talk some high school basketball. We're going to talk about some NBA basketball, whatever we need to do. Joining us for the second time, I believe it's your second time, Gene.
That's correct.
Eugene Wilson, the new boys basketball coach at Baldwin High School.
That's correct.
What's up, Gene?
Oh, not much. Glad to be back. Thank you for having me, and looking forward to the show. Looking forward to talk about a little bit of basketball.
A little bit of basketball. Yeah. Just to kick things off, Gene, just to give everyone an overview about Gene Wilson, the basketball coach, the basketball player, the basketball background, and everything else. I'll just turn it over to you, and we'll kick things off, man.
Okay. Well, again, definitely blessed to be here. Thank you for having me. About me, I'm a local guy. I graduated from Wilkinsburg High School, played basketball there, got recruited, ended up going to University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown, Division II school up in Johnstown, PA, you know, and had my share fair of playing time on the semi-pro level or whatnot. And once injuries started kicking in, so to speak, came back to Pittsburgh and wanted to give back in some type of way. And coaching was it for me, man. I have a daughter that was growing up playing the game and kind of started off with her and got into the coaching realm. And actually, my first stop was over at Wilkinsburg High School. So I was the last basketball coach over at Wilkinsburg once that merger happened.
Okay.
So, you know, we did some good things there. Won a section
and
title.
And the merger, what merger?
The merger with Westinghouse High School.
Okay.
So that was, you know, prior to that, I was there for 3 years over at Wilkinsburg. And we did some good things. First year there, won a section. We went to the playoffs every year I was there. And then when the merger happened, we went to Westinghouse. And, you know, pretty much had to turn that program around a little bit. Was there for 2 years. We won our regional district. We got to the playoffs that first year and was one game out of the championship game. And then the second year, we actually accomplished all that and went to the championship game against Alderdice.
Alderdice. So you went to the City League championship game. And the dice got you, huh?
And the dice got us.
That's the Twins, ain't it?
Yeah, that's what the Twins used to be there. They weren't there when I was there. But yeah, that's they have talent running through there every year, just about. So, but that's they were considered like a 5A school,
right?
And we were considered a 3A school.
And I understand that was only maybe the fourth time in like three decades
that
you were able to take that school.
That's correct.
To the City League Championship. So you're right. that was definitely impressive.
I think 2012 maybe was the last.
Okay.
The last time.
Okay. But I know Eugene. I mean, you're a fierce competitor.
Yes, sir.
And if it's you playing or if it's you coaching, I know you always want more.
Correct.
So you wanted to challenge yourself a little bit more.
That's the word.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the word.
That's the word.
You moved on and you took on a new position.
That's correct.
At Baldwin High School.
At Baldwin High School.
As the Baldwin head coach for the boys basketball team. And fill us in there as far as, you know, why you decided to make the move and why you feel it's a good fit.
Sure, no problem.
You know, for what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, well, first off, you know, my heart is in this game. This game has done so much for me and put me on a platform to be able to give back. You know, that's why I go so hard and I'm so passionate about the game of basketball, just because of what it can do for, well, sports in general, not just basketball, but what it can do for people. So the thing with me, like you said, it's always about challenges, man. And this was an opportunity that came up. You know, God really put me in a good position and, you know, blessed to be, I'll just go ahead and say it, the first black head basketball coach in the history there. They want a little bit of a culture change there.
Okay.
And I looked at that as a challenge. You know, every stop that I had, it was about changing that program. It was about trying to build them up and put them on the map, so to speak. So so this challenge was existing, and I definitely wanted to, you know, take it on. And the administration, the superintendent, we had great conversations. They wanted to get back to winning basketball that they've seen in the past. The last time they went to the section, won a section, was 1986.
Wow.
I believe the last time they went to the playoffs was like 2009. So there's some, you know, a little drought there, so to speak. So, you know, I come in and, you know, I have that win now mentality. So, you know, we've been in the gym. You know, I've kept these boys busy.
I heard
summer.
You've been up to Ammons as well.
Yeah.
Playing some basketball,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
In the Hill District.
You know, I'm going to tell you a little bit. Like
in
I said,
Hill District,
they wanted to change the culture, so we was going to change the culture.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, you know, that the type of the section that we're in, it's a little different than actually what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To be honest with you, you know, there's a lot of, you know, dribble drive and kick out and everything like that. And, you know, I'm cut from the old school cloth. Jimmy will tell you, Jimmy knew me when I was a young kid coming up in Pittsburgh, East Side and everything. You know, I came up under these guys. These are the guys that was going to, you know, throw a couple elbows and, you know, when I come down the middle and they go say, you know, you better not come back down here. And I came and I went back down there, and they were challenging me to see if I was going to come back down.
Right, right.
And so that's
see
so,
if you had
so,
any heart.
Ooh, he had more heart than he had lungs, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And one thing I wanted to just jump in there real quick,
mm-hmm.
because I got to tip my hat to this young man, because
okay.
He did something when not only on the athletic level, mm-hmm. but when the schools merged with Westinghouse and Wilkinsburg, you know, people didn't think this was going to work. I mean, I'm just talking about the two personalities and neighborhoods within one. So for him to overcome that and mm-hmm. to bring these young men together, you know, it's almost like a movie you can make, because nobody swore up and down it was going to work. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, and when my son played for Propel, we had to play against him. And, I mean, you know, there's bumps in the road where, you know, with the competitiveness. But, I mean, he did a wonderful job of bringing these young men together. And, I mean, I'm a testament. I watched the dude send guys to college. So mm-hmm. that's what you want in your program, whether you're black, white, Asian, whatever.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
You feel what I'm saying?
And that's what we're trying to do at Baldwin. Get these kids exposed, give them an opportunity. And that's what it's all about. I talk about taking advantage of every opportunity and growth and development. And I think, you know, that's a good challenge there. And I think it'll be a really good fit. We're looking to throw a little different mix in the
For those of you that might have just joined us, we're talking to Eugene Wilson. He is the new boys basketball coach at Baldwin High School. And, Gene, I want you to break down the interview process just a little bit more, because you're in the studio for a second time, and I know you know I do my homework, man. So,
right, okay.
from what I understand, during the interview process, you pulled out a whiteboard and everything
you
else.
You did your homework, huh?
Yeah, that was one of the things that I was told impressed the school board mm-hmm. as far as how you handled yourself mm-hmm. during the interview process. Mm-hmm. So, Gene, what exactly was that all about, man?
Well, I'll tell you, when I first started doing interviews, I used to take a gym bag mm-hmm. in the interview with me. And
okay.
I would take clippings, and I would take trophies, and I would take, and you know, playoff basketballs, and I would put them, and I would set up a display. And basically let them know, hey, is this what you want? Because if this is what you want, I know how to help get that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, maturing a little bit, you kind of, you know, back away from that, and you kind of know how to kind of handle yourself in the interviewing process. But one of the things that I've always been is really passionate about the X's and O's of the game, trying to get people to understand the different nuances in the game. And so the last interview that I had, the last step was they said, hey, we're going to talk strictly basketball. So when you tell me you go talk strictly basketball, then that means we're really going to get into it. So I brought my whiteboard and,
okay.
and my marker and, uh-huh. and my thoughts and all that. And
all
actually
the
started,
X's and O's.
All the X's and O's. And kind of put them in a position, you know, asking them questions. You know, hey, if you see this type of defense, what do you think should happen? Mm-hmm. And so although I'm asking a question, I'm going to provide the answer too. I'm going to show you how I'm going to handle it and how I'm going to, you know, relay that information to the kids and everything, you know, and build up their basketball IQ. So I guess that kind of stood out to them and just kind of showed that passion and how serious, you know, we were as a coaching staff to, you know, get in there and get to work.
Cool. So we'll talk about Baldwin High School at the beginning of every segment. So, you know, I want to get into the team expectations sure. and the lead players and sure. the type of offense that you plan to run. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about this year's schedule. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about WPIAL versus mm-hmm. City League, mm-hmm. The perceptions, and, you know, you're in a situation now where you'll experience it
correct.
From a coaching standpoint mm-hmm. anyway for the first time. But we're mm-hmm. going to transition. And JT, I'm gonna start off with you, bruh. I'm gonna start off with you with this little spat that happened, you know, with the LA Lakers and Houston Rockets. Did you see what went on there?
Yes, I did. And you know what? It's an embarrassment to the game. And the reason why I say it's an embarrassment is because the individuals involved, they're repeat offenders. And it may not just be in that aspect, but like Rhonda, I mean, come on, man. How many chances can you get? And I watched it, and I watched it over and over again, and I don't feel like it was a blatant spit when
come
ballers.
On, JT. Listen, come
I'm
on,
saying
man.
When ballers are when ballers are playing and they're sweating. I mean, like if you've stood there and you go to shoot a free throw and you're sweating, you know,
right.
And I mean it flies off your face from what I see. But I mean, like, it wasn't a Bill Romanowski spit.
No. I mean,
you feel what I'm saying?
He was trying to be undercover, but it was intentional. And if you don't believe it was
undercover. That's the heat of the battle.
No, JT, check this out. If you don't believe it was
more like
intentional,
vapor.
No. If you don't believe it was intentional, you need to interview for some of Trump's jobs down in D.C.
I'm not saying that it was. Listen, but I'm just saying it was a more like.
It
come
doesn't
on,
matter.
Get
it was,
out my
it
face.
Was, it was intentional.
I mean?
It was intentional. These guys had bad blood over a number of years. And believe me, you know, if it happened to me, I would probably be suspended for the whole year.
Exactly.
Because I would still be fighting them right now. There's a couple things I would say three things you don't do to me.
I know what two of them are.
You don't spit on me.
You don't
put your feet on me. And you don't call me the N-word. Those are three things where I'll totally just go off.
And I understand. And it's very understandable. You know, and like I've told my sons, you know, always take the high road. If nobody puts their hands on you or, you know, you walk away because that will show that you're the bigger man. But if somebody puts their hands on you, you better believe you better defend yourself because if you don't, guess what?
Yeah.
The man standing next to him is going to put his hands on you. And the man standing next to him is going to put his hands on you.
So, and I can understand that as well as far as the
they should have sent a better message.
From a spit standpoint, that's taking it way too far. And if I could just remind everyone, or maybe people aren't even aware of these suspensions. So we're talking about Chris Paul was suspended for 2 games. Rajon Rondo, 3 games. And Brandon Ingram, 4 games. Now, out of all these people, Rondo's the one that actually did the spitting.
Well, I mean, I think when they seen it, honestly, if they would have seen like a blatant, like, you know, I'm spitting on you. But I just think he was like, I mean, yes, it could have been intentional, but it was more like a, in the flew off his face, the dampness, which is, but if he spit on him, I mean, I think they would have handled it different. I just think
help me out, Gene. What you think, man?
Well, if I was just going to ask a question, you don't think, although he may have, like you said, you don't think it was intentional, though? You don't think he was trying to send a message?
I think, yeah, no, I do, but it wasn't one where the league can really say, you know, they didn't see him actually put his head back and go, you know, like I'm, like I said, a Romanowski spit.
I think that's what Kev is talking about, though, was the intent.
We know it was intentional.
Right.
I'm saying, I mean, yes, we do, but at the same time, he sugarcoated it pretty, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, whether he did it or not, like I said, Rondo is a repeat offender no matter what. So without double digit suspension that's a slap in the face to the rest of the NBA players who go out there and ball every time and walk away from that mess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, I want to point out, and I failed to mention at the opening, we also have Trevin A. Jones, our producer, and also one of the members of Urban Media Today Talk Sports, and that show comes on every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And Trev, what do you think, man?
This is where you bring me in? That,
a good part, right?
I disagree with all of you.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
CP3, number one, we only know, and I say this to the fellas on Saturdays too, when it comes to athletes, we only see what's on TV. We don't know what's going on in the locker room. We don't know what's going on behind closed doors with these cats. And you got to keep in mind, too, these cats not only ball on television, they ball against each other sometimes privately, okay? So Rajon Rondo is a good guard. Unfortunately, because of the way he carried himself earlier in his career, he has a bad rep. I'll give it to you. CP3 also has a bad rep with players. We as fans don't know that he could be as beastly as he can be on the court. So whether or not that was intentional, I don't think it makes a difference. CP3 should have never put his fingers in Rajon Rondo's face.
Well, that happened after the spit.
I don't care, Kev. He should have never put his fingers in. He should have never put his fingers in Rajon Rondo's face at any given time because he knows his value to his team. Okay, I'm pissed off. This is in the heat of – wait a minute, Kev. We're in the heat of battle. But the Houston Rockets right now are depending on CP3 to get that team to gel together as a leader. You know, his big thing right then, right there, one of his teammates could have stepped in to take care of that for him.
No, you know, you spit on me. I'm
gonna say this to all of you all. Did you all see spit?
I did see spit.
Yeah. I didn't see spit.
I didn't really see spit.
And JT was covering, well, he was being nice about it when he said maybe it's a little and it blows up. No. Those cats were close. I did not see spit come from Rajon Rondo.
It wasn't a hogaloogie. Go back and look at it. Like
vapor.
I seen the mist.
But that, like you said, if I intend to spit on you, I'm going to spit on you. No. And you're going to see it.
And that's
what he said.
Well, he tried to be slick about it.
I don't even think that, Kev.
You know.
I know you're the host of the show.
Yeah.
You just brought me in, though. Let me finish. All right.
Okay.
So I didn't see him intentionally spit at CP3.
Okay. I didn't either.
What I did see was
you
after they got close.
Trump, man.
When they got close, I did see that. Okay. Then I saw CP3 put his finger in Rajon Rondo's face. Now Rajon then took a swipe at CP3. That's what I think he got the suspension for.
But that was a full out punch. Too, but and usually a connection is more when you start connecting, and after he connected with a two piece.
You know what? There were more connections in this fight than I've seen in NBA in NBA fights in a long time.
And I've seen people get much longer suspensions with minor incidents.
Correct.
So then when you see Ingram come in and he took an even meaner swipe at I don't even know who he was swinging at, he should have been out a double-digit suspension because he came in from the background flying into the crowd and then took a swipe at everybody.
I thought he was going to get
double digits. Wasn't he like one of the Hanson brothers on the slap shot?
Right.
I mean, so, he was like the goon, boy.
He should have got the double-digit suspension. He only got 4 games. Rajon got 3 games. CP3 got 2. But CP3 should have never put his finger in Rajon's face.
And don't forget the escalation that started. Who started the escalation?
Didn't Ingram start it?
Ingram started that escalation.
Right. So he should have got double digits.
No, Ingram did not start the escalation. Oh, the escalation started with, was it Ingram?
It was Ingram. Him and Harden. Because he went at the beard.
Because he got fouled.
Right. And he went after
Harden.
The beard.
Harden fouled him. Yeah, it was a hard foul.
He fouled Harden.
Which I was okay with the foul. Fouls.
Right.
I was okay with the foul. Yeah, you know, you're going to have the hard foul. But I just totally disagree with someone spitting on another person. I think it's totally unacceptable. I thought it was intentional. Therefore, he should have received a harsher penalty than what he received. Go ahead. You want to say something else?
I think you're outvoted on this one, Kev. 3-1. We didn't see
that's
spit.
Okay.
We saw mist.
Yeah, yeah.
See, you gonna jump the gun. You're gonna have a bunch of people. You're gonna have there ain't gonna be nobody playing games. You're gonna suspend everybody.
No, for spit, you spit on someone, that's automatically double digit.
Oh, it's
And
I think it should be more harsh than that, because that's as low as you can go, for real.
But you still, I mean, you're kind of hedging a little, JT. Do you think it was intentional or not? Because,
like I said,
you started off by saying you didn't think so.
No, I'm just saying, from a baller's point of view, like when you're in my face,
that's
like
if yes,
you go,
that's a yes or no.
Come on, man, get out of my face.
Do you think it was intentional?
If it was intentional, I think you would have saw spit. But so I just think this was more of a, come on, man, get out of my face. But, you know, you're sweating. You've been playing all game.
Okay, this isn't politics, man. Come on. Was it intentional or wasn't it intentional?
We'll never know, because they're not going to
tell. This isn't the Immaculate Reception, man. Come on. And you can't hedge. I think it was intentional. What do you think?
I didn't really see spit. Did you, Trev?
No,
you're
still
giving me a political
answer.
I was looking for spit and connection. I didn't see nothing connect.
You're still giving me a political answer.
No.
So you don't think it was intentional?
I don't think it was intentional like the Hockaloogie spit on you, but I thought it was like, you know, get out my face, and just some mist went his way. That's all.
Okay. I'm glad you at least answered the question after all
but
that.
But if it was me and I felt it hit me,
trying to filibuster my question and everything, but we got less than a minute, so what we're going to do before we go to break, on the opposite side, we're going to talk about some of these teams that started off really hot. You know, some of your so like Toronto and Milwaukee and Detroit and Denver and New Orleans, what's going on there? And we're also going to talk about Minnesota. There's a lot of dysfunction going on in Minnesota.
Take me out, coach.
Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio, for the very best in adult and urban music. Listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast toast and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio.